Joyce, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Well, you appear to have something on your mind here, and it happens to be the spotted lanternfly. So let us begin with this. What is it?
Well, it's an insect that's really in the news right now. It is spotted. It's not a fly. Mm-hmm. It doesn't glow in the dark. It's something that's actually called a plant hopper, and it's in the news because it's spreading a lot around the Northeast, and it's becoming a problem.
Why should we be concerned about this?
So the way that this insect feeds is it has a mouth that's really strong, that's almost like a straw, and it steals sap from trees, shrubs, and vines. And it doesn't kill them right away, but it weakens them as it feeds on the nutrients that that tree or shrub or vine is trying to break down into its root.
Wow.
And it's really annoying because it uses what it wants from that sap, and then it exudes the sugars, and that makes a black, sooty mold on your steps, on your porch, on your car, under your trees. And so that's one of the reasons it's really annoying to people.
Is it more prevalent this time of year than any other time?
Actually, there's one generation a year.
Okay.
When it hatches out in spring, it's a really tiny little black bug with little spots, about the size of a tick.
Oh.
And it goes through the life cycle three or four times. It changes. It goes through its life cycle, and at this point, it has emerged as an adult. So it's really obvious now. The adult kind of looks like a moth. It sort of flutters like it, and it's about an inch long. So this time of year, it's pretty big and really obvious. As an adult, it gets more and more gregarious. They gather in really large populations, sort of in crowds.
Wow.
And it is on the sides of trees where it's feeding. And then as it flies, it's not a very good flyer,
yeah.
But it sort of flutters around trying to find its friends or to find something to mate with. And it'll land on cars, it'll land on people, and it's surprising and it's annoying.
Boy, I would imagine so. How does it spread?
So it's not a very good flyer.
Yeah.
On its own, it can spread about 3 to 4 miles a year.
Wow.
But it's a really good hitchhiker. So when it's fluttering around and when it lands on your car or on your truck or on you, it hangs out and it moves with you. It also lays its eggs on almost any hard surface. So on a car, on a truck, on a train, on your camper. And so it's people that are moving this pest. It was first found in central Pennsylvania, and in the last 8 years, it's really spread. And it's now in the Hudson Valley, and that's what's causing us so much concern.
I'll be a darn. Joyce Tomaselli, Cornell Cooperative Extension, is on the phone talking about the spotted lanternfly. We should be concerned about this. What should we do, Joyce?
So it's in the news. You see lots of pictures of it. So keep your eyes open wherever you are, where you walk your dog, where you hike, where you bike, in a parking lot, because it's been moving into our area. It's seen more and more south of Route 84. But if we can really watch for it here and report it, then professionals can stop its spread and keep our vineyards, our orchards safer, and our whole area nicer because we don't have this pest.
Wow. So if we get it on our clothes, we should inspect our clothes before we go in the house?
Absolutely. You should look in your clothes when you drive around the Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware area, even southern New York, and you drive back into this area, look in your windshield, under the windshield wipers, look in the wheel wells.
Wow.
Make sure that if you see, it's a pretty big insect at this point. If you see it, it's really good to take a photo and you email it to the DEC, and I can give that URL in just a minute.
Yeah.
And then after you've photographed it and after you've reported it, go ahead and squish it, because we don't want these to be building populations in our area.
Okay, so go ahead and squish it. You know, this is going to be a movie coming up. You know that, right? It's going to be a horror movie. So, Joyce, is there any good news concerning this?
There is. There are some naturally occurring fungal pathogens that scientists have found. There's two that we believe will kill the pest, and there's one that might be have an impact on their favorite tree. Their favorite tree is Tree of Heaven, which occurs everywhere in North America. And so if we can stop this from spreading while the researchers verify what can be used to control the pest, that's really good news.
Wow, okay. So we need to keep our eyes open, check our clothes before we go in the house, and also probably wouldn't be a bad idea to wash our cars a little more frequently than we do as well.
Absolutely. The areas that they have been found to spread are parking lots, their highway rest areas, places that people visit to hike and things like that. So it's really being spread by people and by vehicles.
Okay, so photograph them, email them, squish them. That's
yes.
It. Again, what's that email address, Joyce?
If you can really easily Google DEC Spotted Lanternfly,
okay.
Or you can email it to spottedlanternfly@agriculture.ny.gov. But if you just look DEC New York Spotted Lanternfly, you'll find a lot of really good information on how to identify it. You can find more about its life cycle, and keys, you can find out how to report it.
Wow. Well, that was incredibly frightening. Joyce, here in the Hudson Valley, what should we be worried about?
We're really worried about our vineyards and our orchards. The way that this pest feeds, it can weaken the plants. We're especially worried about our vineyards because it can weaken them and it can cause a lot of damage in just a few years. And it's also our agritourism. It's why people come to the Hudson Valley. They want to see beautiful orchards and beautiful vineyards. And if there's these pests all over it and there's this ick factor, that really harms the beauty and the value of our Hudson Valley.
So now we know more about the spotted lanternfly than we did a few moments ago, and that is good information, very good information. Joyce Tomaselli, community horticulture resource educator at Cornell Cooperative Extension. We're going to spread the word here. Joyce, and I appreciate you taking a couple of minutes. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.